As many penetrating remarks have been made by that splendid dramatist, and by the very fact of all these people coming there to grab their happiness, they have forfeited the chance of finding it. And we shall see how much we have become used to noise as a necessary ingredient of successful living. Wherever you go, noise follows you today. And we have noise in the sky, which is increasing. And we have noise all around us. And we go anywhere, try to sit quietly, there is music piped around you, even in the library, even on the campus, where we forget that the secret of education is to let us concentrate. And from Thomas A. Kempis, we are going to have some very fruity remarks about what noise does to us, what trying to grab our happiness does to us. And you'll find that he's speaking in language that is up to the minute. Seek a convenient time to retire into thyself and meditate often upon God. Now, this could have easily been the central paragraph in The Little Lamp, any issue. And Thomas A. Kempis is speaking from personal experience when he says, seek a convenient time to retire into thyself. Don't be going out all the time. I must grab happiness. I must purchase joy. I must hold security. Thomas A. Kempis says, you just forget about joy and forget about security and forget about all these and retire into thyself. Because the more you go out after them, the more away you are going from them. He strikes the keynote of the statement of Jesus, which is the sum and substance of the perennial philosophy, that the kingdom of heaven lies within. We hear it every day, yet it never enters our consciousness that what Jesus is saying is, you don't have to go abroad. You don't have to keep traveling from bank to bank, from bar to bar, from theater to theater, from campus to campus, to find what is already within you. This is in all of us, whether we are young or old. It doesn't leave us when we cross the fateful birthday of 30, as many magazines and periodicals seem to suggest, on the 30th birthday, the Lord packs up and leaves. Similarly, the Lord doesn't arrive on the 30th birthday either. He is always there, whether we are well or ill physically, whether we are rich or poor, whether we are learned or wise. Pretty good, isn't it, Mike? In other words, all of us are rich, rich beyond the dreams of avarice. There is nobody who is poor in this world, because the Lord, with His infinite love and His infinite mercy, He is always present in us. And once we understand that all the untold wealth of the Lord is present in our consciousness, it immediately frees us from trying to borrow status symbols from the environment. I often tell my friend Gary that when he gets into the Cadillac,